This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A tornado warning was issued earlier this afternoon for Weld County. A landspout tornado was briefly spotted there last hour. It was visible from Fort Lupton. Major thunderstorms in the area are moving slower than usual east of Denver, overwhelming drainage on streets and causing delays out of Denver International Airport. Parts of the Denver Metro, Centennial, and Aurora have also seen hail the last hour and are under a flood advisory. Severe weather is expected to last for the next couple of hours. Denver is choosing its next mayor today. CPR's Paolo Scholzita spoke to voters about what brought them out to the ballot box.
Chuck McCoy voted in person at a recreation center in one of Denver's outer neighborhoods. He noted that even though there were fewer names on the ballot compared to the April general election, when there were 17 names on the mayoral list, it was still hard to choose between Mike Johnston and Kelly Bruff.
Some of it was a gut feeling, you know, if you want to go by that. And then just, I think, probably how they phrased what they wanted to do. They both wanted to do very similar things, but I think that we chose a candidate that might be able to get it done.
Ballots are due from in-person voting or in a drop box by 7 p.m. tonight. In addition to the mayoral election, three seats on city council are also up for grabs. I'm Paolo Scholzita, CPR News.
And we'll bring you up-to-the-minute results live on air tonight through 10 p.m. and come to Denverite.com for the latest election coverage. The western slope is also seeing rain and thunderstorms this evening with wet weather north and west of Grand Junction. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.